All right, let me jump on over here to my Right Side Way monologue and just remind you guys, Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and we're proud of it. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of ground across our overly broad listening area in places like Gadsden, Anniston, Natalis, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Every one of their clinics is open 7 days a week. They will see all ages. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. So here's the thing. I really believe that freedom is contagious. It is. I mean, think about it. As soon as one person catches a glimpse of freedom, it becomes a thing that gets whispered about and then discussed and then called for and then fought for. And then once gained, it becomes that tangible and yet intangible thing that people will actually die to defend. I mean, it just starts with a few and then it grows. Just on a whim, I actually Googled that phrase, freedom is contagious. And of course, it was already out there. I discovered that there's various iterations of it, but the one that really got my attention was the former Republican governor of Colorado from 1999 to 2007. That was Governor Bill Owens. He said the exact same thing. And in fact, his full quote was, freedom is contagious, and that's why despots fear it so much. What a great quote, man. But what does it mean? It means that in times of oppression, when the dark clouds of government overreach are raining on people's lives, that one person, just one, who is willing to take a step out and risk their own security to stand in the face of tyranny can inspire others, which then inspires others, which then cascades, and the calls for freedom can be far more contagious than any virus. Sometimes it's a word. Sometimes it's a writing. Sometimes it's an action or a call to arms. Sometimes it's just a look in a crowd that one person gives another, but both knows means I've got your back. Let's do this. Images come to mind, I mean, like the amazing sight of the one man who stood in front of a tank in the center of Tiananmen Square in China, just stood there, blocking a tank, and galvanized a whole world. Or how about Andrew Jackson? He rallied up a ragtag group of militia and buccaneers and townsfolk to defend New Orleans near the end of the War of 1812, and he soundly defeated a far superior British force. He's quoted as having said this, you ready? He said, "Who are we? And for what are we going to fight? Are we the titled slaves of George III, the military conscripts of Napoleon the Great, or the frozen peasants of the Russian Tsar? No. We are the freeborn sons of America, the citizens of the only republic now existing in the world and the only people on earth who possess rights, liberties, and property which they dare call their own." Andrew Jackson's words and his actions in that campaign fired up a nation, actually propelled him to the presidency. But sometimes, though, it's a common man who rises up. Other times, it's a leader who speaks over the fears of his people to provide reassurance and inspire confidence. But yes, freedom can be contagious. Isn't it amazing how one person can say or do just the right thing and turn a tide of depression into an inspiring moment, or even an inspiring movement? Take Martin Luther King. He was not of notable stature or impressive social standing, but he stood and he spoke, and the timing was perfect. And he changed his world. Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech may be some of the most quoted words of all time and certainly among the most inspiring speeches mankind's ever heard. King was actually the youngest man to ever win the Nobel Peace Prize. He spoke out about civil rights, his vision of America living in racial harmony. His most powerful lines from that speech are, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out its true meaning of its creed, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." Or what about Menachem Begin? Menachem Begin, 1948, the fledgling nation of Israel was preparing for an attack by Arab armies. Begin spoke to the Israeli people on the radio, preparing them for war with the Arabs. We're talking about a frightened and terrified nation of people that were just 3 short years after the Holocaust. But Begin was able to muster up a national collective courage, bringing strength to his people through his words. Listen to what he said. He spoke to them. He said, "We shall go our way into battle, and we shall be accompanied by the spirit of millions of our martyrs, our ancestors tortured and burned for their faith, our murdered fathers and butchered mothers, our murdered brothers and strangled children. And in this battle, we shall break the enemy and bring salvation to our people, tried in the furnace of persecution, thirsting only for freedom, for righteousness, and for justice." Less than a year later, Israel had won its independence and was a fully recognized nation on the world stage. And I'll be honest with you, as long as I'm talking about freedom being contagious and people saying the right thing at the right times to inspire others, I got to mention Great Britain's Prime Minister in World War II, Sir Winston Churchill. Responsible for delivering inspiring speeches that rallied the pride of a nation as they were being bombed relentlessly, he led a tired and bruised nation into victory over tyranny, and his speeches to the nation were just epic. At a time when bombs were dropping on innocent civilians and Nazis were marching across Europe, he spoke of courage and extolled the fight for freedom to the British people. His voice was a call to reassurance and a reminder of what was truly at stake, the actual freedom of the British people. His blood, toil, and tears and sweat stuff speech is stuff of legends. In one of the best lines from that speech, he said this. He said, "You ask what is our policy? I can say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us to wage war against a monstrous tyranny, never surpassed in the dark, lamentable catalog of human crime." All right, but sitting here today, fairly comfortable in the security of being Americans in the 21st century, we may not be in that deep of a trial right now. I mean, the world may seem crazy, but there's no tanks or bombs, no foreign enemies marching on our land. But we have seen an ever-increasing attempt, though, to dissuade the people of this great nation from exercising the rights that are enumerated on their behalf in the Constitution. I can think of not so long back as when a gym owner up in New Jersey decided to run for Congress after spending 2 years fighting his liberal governor just to be allowed to stay open during the COVID shutdowns. I can think of people like the good folks like the Colorado baker who just said no in the face of overwhelming liberal opposition demanding that he bake cakes for gay marriages despite the fact that he had a faith-based right to decline to do so. And he inspired people everywhere. Or how about that little group of nuns, the Little Sisters, who decided they would rather go to court than to be forced to purchase medical plans that covered abortions which violated their faith and their consciences. And they won. Or how about a group of parents who spoke out at a school board meeting in Loudoun County, Virginia, and created a parents' right movement that is still going even now, and they changed the political landscape in their state. Freedom's contagious, y'all. It is. Freedom is absolutely the most contagious, infectious, wide-ranging, system-changing, inherently pleasing, gut-wrenching, viral, and liberating plague known to man. And we don't avoid it. We actually seek it. And tyrants hate it when we do. Because once it starts, whew, it goes like a wildfire. So yeah, freedom is contagious. And I'm watching good folks rise up. And in this crazy election year that we're in, I'm hoping we're about to get into a whole pandemic of freedom. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Listen, I'm just telling you, it's contagious. And when people will speak up, when people will do, when people will get each other's back for the right reasons and the right causes and push back against tyranny of any kind, whether it be state or local or national or international, it doesn't matter. Freedom's contagious. People will fight for it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.